Many of us have the experience of waiting for maybe the most exciting day while in school. And that was when we could wake up early, ready to depart for another day, only to realize that it was, in fact, one of those holidays that snuck up on you. The feeling of not needing to go to school and having an extra weekend day is like no other feeling. Yet, growing up, the idea of what a holiday can be is quite limiting. You always have the hard hitters, with most people celebrating Christmas and Easter, Ramadan, and for my family, the Jewish high holidays. But apart from that, holidays are really just used more as a fodder for a day off of school or a day off of work. And for a long time, people weren't aware of what they're actually celebrating. And those holidays are the ones that I find most fascinating. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On Holidays Around the World. Now, if you couldn't tell by now, most of these will be humorous, some may be informative, but all will be interesting. And in this context, my definition of holiday is a day of festivity or recreation, where typically banks and workplaces are closed, but not exclusively, because that can be hard to measure between different countries. And I, in particular, enjoy random holidays where consumerism isn't centralized, basically the holidays where you're not expected to buy gifts. I'm interested more in holidays that are not affiliated with any particular religion, and while I harvest festivals, winter solstice, and New Year's count as holidays, I probably won't highlight them because a lot of them are similar to each other or have similar threads between them, but they are cool ones and I do enjoy them. I'm just trying to build some context here. So with that, let me get into a few of them that have struck my fancy. Obviously, not a comprehensive list because we would be here all day, all night, and then a couple months later I'd probably be done. But let's start off with Boxing Day. This happens December 26th, so the day immediately after Christmas, and at first I had no idea what this holiday was. It seemed more akin to a second Black Friday, where I would see Boxing Day sales at specific stores, rather than there being anything to actually celebrate. But in reality, Boxing Day, which is not named for the sport, but more for the physical item of a box, is about giving back, hence the boxing name. One was supposed to give boxes of stuff to those in need. Now, that's something I can particularly get behind, especially because during a holiday like Christmas, so many things that get gifted and are likely discarded or never used are prevalent. And so the idea of being able to give back or give more to people who maybe don't have the same opportunities is really attractive and sounds really cool to me. But of course, the holiday has since become a little more perverted to be about buying things and not giving things. But I think it's interesting that this has a long history in many countries, particularly Christian countries, and it's good to know that it's history in case, you know, it could ever be brought back. And I think one country that probably does it the best is South Africa, where it's called the Day of Goodwill and is more true to the initial intent of the holiday than simply just being about getting a little Boxing Day deal. But moving on, I want to talk about Bretzelsonntag, which is the fourth Sunday in Lent. Now, I know this is a religious holiday, and I'm kind of already breaking my thing about, like, maybe I'll stay away from more religious holidays, but that's because I love this holiday, and it's very interesting to me. Now, this is celebrated in Luxembourg, and it is very, very interesting. Basically, it's a day during Lent to celebrate by eating sweet pretzels. It's also become romantic, as men who are interested in women will give them a sweet pretzel, and if the woman is interested back, she'll give him an egg on Easter. If she's not interested, he'll only get an empty basket. Womp womp, very sad. But the most fun part of this is that on leap years, they actually reverse the roles. So women are in charge of pretzel giving, and men are in charge of egg giving. I don't know how that particular tradition started and how they were like, you know what, this is a funky little month and year. We should swap it backwards so that we can have some fun. But I like it. I like the fact that you're changing things up on leap years. And, you know, you get to enjoy sweet pretzels, confess your love. It's like a second Valentine's Day, but not Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is, I don't really know what it is anymore. It's become very different from what its intent was. Again, holidays are just shifting and changing all the time. Small plug on this, though, I did write some of the Wikipedia page on this holiday since I was researching it for a class. So as much as I could have read off the page, I did not. But you should go check that out because Wikipedia is great. Next is Takano Koi, which is celebrated December 25th. Some may call this a festival, but in my heart, it really feels like a holiday. It's celebrated in a specific part of Peru when members of the community all get together and participate in a fight. Now, this is a special fight. It's done to settle any affairs and issues before heading into the new year. And it's typically done between two people, needing only one person to call the other's name out to start the fight. Really, it's just a lot of people fist fighting each other. I think it's a great way to get out some of that frustration. Other people think it's a bit barbaric. That's fine. We have a difference of opinion. But I think it'd be a bit more barbaric to prevent a holiday that doesn't really hurt anyone and is all about proceeding with good faith into a new year. Like, I'd rather fist fight someone and then, like, we're on good terms for a new year, happy, living together fine, than holding a lot of resentment continuously that never really gets addressed. So I think it's great. I think it's good intentions that made it, and, you know, I don't think anyone's gotten seriously damaged throughout the course of it. Next is African Statistics Day, November 18th. This is a real holiday celebrated in the African Union. What I like about it, though, is it's about acknowledging the role that statistics play in the development across Africa, whether that's social or economic. Now, I find this interesting because it's so true that the statistics that are reported on have a major effect of being the deciding factor in many cases for what happens in a scientific experiment, to a group of people, or to solve a problem. So having a holiday to acknowledge it, I feel, is pretty cool. There also seems to be themes each year within a conference associated with the day, sometimes in partnership with Statafric, which is the African Union Institute for Statistics. And I don't know about you, but I feel like Statafric is the most statistical sounding name out there, so I think it's very fitting. But yeah, I think this is a kind of a cool holiday. I don't know how widely celebrated it is. It seems more of like one of those holidays that's there that you acknowledge, but like you don't necessarily celebrate. And that's fine. Which brings me to another holiday that is interesting, which is Berchtoldstag, January 2nd. It's also known as Berchtold's Day, celebrated in Switzerland and Liechtenstein. Thought to be named for Berchtold V, Duke of Zähringen, because he founded the city of Bern, Switzerland in 1191 after he named it for a bear he killed. So you can already tell things are getting really interesting over here. And also, it could have been named for a Benedictine monk or a pagan goddess. So there were a lot of options. A dude, a monk, or a goddess. Who knows? Either way, it's celebrated classically through drinking, dancing, and mask parades. But really, I only picked this out because I love the idea of a holiday that just celebrates a dude finding and discovering a city. Even if it is the capital city of Switzerland, he just named it after a bear, and boom, we have an entire holiday for him. And I think that that's a holiday should go. They should be random and they should be fun. Which brings me to something that is a little less random and a little less fun, but still enjoyable, which is the holiday of Ngenda Guzom, January 6th. It's a Bhutanese holiday that falls on the longest night of the year, where it is believed positive forces are at their weakest and there are like 9 evil spirits that are at their strongest. So it's considered a day of many evils. But instead of the usual route where people are encouraged to do good to stop the evil, most people stay at home and relax. They don't really need to do any good deeds or anything important. They just chill with their families and eat some good food. And it's all fine because the next day is Zangpo Chusum, or the Day of 10 Positives, so everyone's safe again. So we've avoided the evil. We're happy again. I just love that these 2 days are right next to each other in the Bhutanese calendar. And I also love that you're not really encouraged to do anything like particularly great. Like you're just having a good time. Just chill. You're fine. It'll pass. It'll happen. You don't need to be a great human being. You just experience the world. I also am now realizing that almost all these holidays happen within like the span of 1 month. So again, these are holidays that interested me, but I'm sure there's a lot of other summer holidays that are also interesting, not just in the late early winter vibe. But I do think that something I realized as I was looking at different holidays is that a lot of countries have a Martyrs' Day. These are all different days associated with different martyrs, and yet many countries acknowledge them similarly. Another holiday that most places have is a bank holiday, which is basically just a day where banks are closed. And sometimes they're important, like, you know, on Christmas or on the New Year's, they will have a bank holiday because it is a holiday. And other times it's just a bank holiday for the sake of a bank holiday. And those are the ones that I like. So In the United States, I really feel like our bank holidays make sense for us. We have the usual suspects, along with Labor Day, Memorial Day, and President's Day. And those are all specific to us. But again, as I said, what I find interesting is some of the UK bank holidays. Because as much as they make sense for their respective countries, some of them also don't make sense. Starting off strong with my favorite is October holiday in Ireland on the last Monday of October. June bank holiday in Ireland on the first Monday in June. August or summer break holiday on the last Monday of August. Big drama though, it used to be on the first Monday of August but was changed in 1965. And there's some controversy since at first Parliament would decide on the day of the holiday each year coinciding with the last Saturday, which meant this holiday was in September for 2 years. But by 1971, this was all settled. The reason for the change though was to kind of extend holidays summer a bit, so the holiday wouldn't be counted as part of the summer breaks, so you can have a longer break. Very complicated stuff. And then there's also spring bank holiday on the last Monday in May. This one also has some history, as was originally the Monday after Pentecost, but it was also moved to be the last Monday in 1971. This holiday has also moved in recent years to June, whenever it's one of the Queen's jubilees, to make for a longer weekend of celebrations. So really, these holidays, they're just little playing pieces on the board. Anyone can move them around as they want, put them where they want. Which, go good for you. If it's your holiday and it actually means nothing, then put it where you want it. I'm all for it. Either way, I just love the fact that there are bank holidays for single bank holidays. Like, there's no real celebration, only a day of holiday for those hard-working banks that really need a break. So while there are plenty of bank holidays that have real purpose, again, I really enjoy the ones that have no purpose. Although I feel like maybe in the past they had some greater purpose, it's great even without that. And while I didn't get to cover all the cool holidays, I'd figure I'd look at a few and give you a taste of them, so I hope you enjoyed that. Now I'm going to move into another segment where I'm going to get into some of the most random holidays in the United States. Did you know that almost every day is its own special day commemorating a thing or a food? Well, I am here to tell you about some of the best ones. On May 2nd is No Pants Day. This is exactly what it sounds like. It's a day where people around the world, and I do mean in various countries because I thought this was U.S. focused, but it's actually expanded, venture out in their underwear, undergarments, bloomers, and go about their regular day. This fad started in the early 2000s and is often thought of as an association with the New York's No Pants on the Subway Day, which started in 2002, but they're also very separate, so that's exciting. Next is National Ride Your Horse to a Bar Day on April 2nd. This day is exactly as it sounds. Heading out to a bar, take your horse along, show everyone how cool you are riding to the bar on your horse. Apparently, this is a new holiday, though. It was only found in April 2021 by a so-called horse enthusiast, who by all looks of it seems like a nobody, since I can't find him anywhere. So does this just mean I can start making up holidays left and right with no recourse? It feels a little strange, personally, that there's this random dude out here making a holiday about bringing your horse to a bar. Like, does he want his horse to come drinking with him? Does he, like, was it a bet? Does he want to show off his horse to his buddies? I don't know the context for this, and I'm very curious about it, but I couldn't find it anywhere. Now, I did actually research into how to make a holiday, and I did not have to spend very much time on that, because it's very easy. If you go to nationaldayarchives.com, you just fill out an application and make either a premium listing, a standard listing, or a proclamation day, depending on how much money you feel like spending, and they might approve your holiday, or they might not. It really depends. Apparently, they get hundreds of applicants every day, which, you know, is a little surprising to me, but also makes sense, because if this guy's holiday made it through, either he had some big spending bucks, or the staff there just really like the idea of riding your horse to a bar. And I also think it's really dumb how easy it is to do this, which is inevitably why we get dumb holidays like this next one, which is on November 18th. It's Married to a Scorpio Support Day. I find this one very insulting. So apparently people with the astrological sign Scorpio, me included, are so much to deal with that it's essential for their spouses to get an entire day of support dedicated to them. I don't know how I feel about that. It's not positive, I'll tell you that. I feel a little insulted. I feel unsure of where we're going here, but it's fine. Because the next one is one that I actually did quite enjoy growing up on April 24th, which is Bring Your Child to Work Day. Now, this is a day all children look forward to. Although, to be honest, I never knew there was an official day. I just thought that whenever I came into my parents' workplace, it was Bring Your Child to Work Day. Like, I created it and that it didn't actually exist as a full day before me. Which maybe was a bit egotistical on my behalf, but that's fine. Regardless, I feel like there are days that can be fun to expose children to the joys of working. And it's kind of fun to see, like, what your parents do. You know, you go to school, you do certain things, your parents go to work, and you never really see what they do. But you get a chance to be like, okay, this is what you're up to, while I'm up to counting blocks or something. So I do actually enjoy this holiday quite a lot. And then there is the very important National Lost Sock Memorial Day on May 9th. Because apparently we have an epidemic in this country where we can't stop losing one pair of socks. Is it so bad we need an entire day dedicated to it? I don't know. You tell me about that. Because I feel like all my socks have stayed together for a pretty long time. Maybe instead, though, we need a My Sock Was Eaten by the Dryer Support Day. Although, you know, we could always go on National Day Archives and make one ourselves. You know, National Jackie On Day. I don't think that would fly, but we could always try. But there are seriously so many of these. Like, I had to scroll to find so many good ones. There's an ice cream day. There's a bacon day. There's a don't apologize to someone day. There's a blame someone day. There's a read a book day. There's any day you could possibly think of, except apparently riding to the bar on your horse, because that one had to be added pretty recently. But other than that, I'm sure you'll find anything. And if you don't find it, just make it yourself. So as much as I like celebrating random things for no reason, I hope that we were able to find some holidays that had some pretty interesting beliefs behind them or fun ways to celebrate, and that maybe you found one that you might incorporate into your new celebrations this upcoming year. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Jackie On, and I will see you in the next one.